I am a Wanga Thanyamiji, and Noongar Gidja woman on my mother's side. My father is Etowah Cherokee Blackfoot in African American.
We need to start raising the individual consciousness, raising awareness about the collective mentality that accommodates, that allows, that tolerates, that excuses police brutality. We are aware of black-on-black crime in our communities. And that is a divisive mentality set up to create destruction and divide amongst our black brothers and sisters. Yeah. We need to start working together. Black and black, white and black, white and white. I'm talking about the divisive policies that are in place in our system that locks up our black and brown and Indigenous brothers and sisters without justification, without a warrant, and protects the police officers involved. I'm talking about a system that is corrupt, that gives the police officers paid administration leave for killing our black and Indigenous brothers and sisters worldwide. Enough is enough. We are tired of protesting. Yes, all lives matter. But we are talking about black and Indigenous lives right now. We did not say that all lives do not matter. That was the media. That was not us. We're talking about black and Indigenous lives mattering too. We are talking about equality. We are talking about justice. And we are talking about equity. So, my people, I encourage you to educate your mind. Have the conversation. It is a difficult and hard, and it's a struggle, I know. Not everybody is prepared to face the truth. And I don't condone violence. I don't condone killing of black men and women, whether or not they be police officers or they be a citizen in the streets. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. We must be beacons of light, beacons of hope, beacons of peace. I'm not saying you lie down and you take it. I'm speaking about challenging the systemic racism that allows and continues to accommodate black and Indigenous lives in Australia, in America, around the world. And no one blinks an eye.
You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay, and you're hearing a speech from Sharina Clanton, who was one of the speakers at the Black Lives Matter rally held in Melbourne over the weekend.
So the time is now. Yes, we fought for freedom in the 60s here in Australia and here and overseas in America and also in Canada and also in Europe. But the fight is not over. You need to speak up, and I'm not just talking about making angry rants on Facebook. I'm talking about creating an action plan, working collectively with the system, the police departments and the community in order to facilitate and implement the changes that we want to see. So I encourage you, get educated, get smart, know your history, research, have a conversation, stop attacking your white brothers and sisters. Stop attacking your black brothers and sisters. Stop blaming Indigenous people. Indigenous people, stop blaming the white man. It's about accountability, individual responsibility.
Yep. Yep.
So, I am so glad that you all came in solidarity today. It is important that we keep a cohesive unit around this very difficult and necessary conversation. So, without further ado, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Hey everyone. I prepared a speech for this, but I feel this really needs to come from the heart. I couldn't be more grateful for everyone that has come here today. I'm a born and raised Australian of African-American heritage. My great-grandparents walked with Martin Luther King. My great-great-grandmother fought to be the first black woman in the East Coast of America to run a business. The amount of love and warmth that I feel here today is so overpowering, it's spiritual. Darkness cannot overcome love, that's for sure. But looking at, it really hurts me being here in Australia and having to watch TV and see all the people that are hurting overseas in the US. My people, all our people, our brothers and sisters over there. But we stand here in solidarity. And we recognize the pain they feel. People think that Australia is not a racist country. The fact that I'm born and raised in Australia and I can't go to a store without getting pulled up because I look suspicious, that says something. The fact that people talk to me slow, like I can't speak English. I'm an educated, strong black woman. I'm sick of being spoken to, being condescending. I'm sick of having to look in the media and I cannot name 10 people of colour on the media. I cannot see anyone of colour on any TV shows. We don't even have black people on Neighbours, guys. Like, how ridiculous is that? A show that is made in Australia, meant to represent Australia, you don't even have black culture on there. The fact that I have to, people try to tell me to feel ashamed of my heritage. I did not know that I was black until I was 10 years old. I looked at everyone around here as human people, human beings. We all bleed the same. I look at all of you, 50 shades of brown today, but we are all the same. I wrote a poem, which is really, really dear to me, that I wrote during the recent shootings that happened in the States. My parents are out there at the moment campaigning with the Black Lives Matter protests. And I worry for them and I pray for them every day that they're going to come home and I'm not going to find out that they've been arrested or that they have come down the police brutality. People need to understand it's not about white on black crime. It's not about all police are pigs. They're not. I have great respect for the authorities. They have been there when I've needed them in times of need. What it is about fixing a broken justice system. What it is about killing the weeds among a bush of roses. And what it is about is finding the corruption and ending it. So just to end, I'd like to read this poem I wrote. They say I ain't pretty because I'm covered, I'm marked. They treat me less than a woman, a beast without a heart. Yet they're happy to use me, they burden me with their weight. Honey, black should be skinny, you don't deserve our make.
I tell you, the struggle is real. You couldn't understand or know how this rejection feels. The struggle is real, Lord. You couldn't understand the mark the world has placed on my soul. I built the towers. I tilled the rain. Yet when it falls, I'm the one to blame. I say, the struggle is real, Lord. Let me reclaim my name. They stole all my pride as they took off my clothes. No one dared glance me right because I'm just an animal. Yet they're happy to love me. God blessed me with a light. Took part of me away. I'm part of my soul's delight. I tell you, the struggle is real. You couldn't know how this rejection feels. The struggle is real, Lord. You couldn't understand the mark the world placed on my soul. I built towers. I tilled the rain. Yet when it falls, I'm the one to blame. I say, the struggle is real, Lord. Let me reclaim my name. Power to the people. Thank you.